Now, people who don't control Japanese knotweed in their gardens could actually be in trouble with the police, because the plant is so vigorous it can damage roads and pavements and even buildings. Updated Home Office guidance specifically names the plant as a serious problem that new laws might have to help tackle. Let's talk now to Mike Clough, who's the owner of Japanese Knotwood Solutions, and he chairs the Invasive Non-Native Specialists Association, my goodness. Hello there, Mike.
That's quite a mouthful, isn't it? I apologise for that.
It really is. But Japanese knotwood is more than just a pest.
Sorry, Anne, it's Japanese knotweed.
Sorry, knotweed. Did I say knotwood?
Oh,
yes. Sorry. Japanese knotweed is a big problem, isn't it?
It is. It's something that people's awareness has been raised recently, and people have begun to have mortgages refused and applications for finance borrowed against property turned down. So it is becoming more and more of an issue. The recent legislation, I think, whilst in some cases it will be useful, I'd much prefer neighbours to sit round, have a cup of tea and discuss the problem rather than immediately going to, I'm going to report you to the local authority, or I'm going to tell the police. It really is something that you need to talk to your neighbour about, explain what the problem is, and then try and resolve it amicably.
Your company is called Solutions.
It is.
What are the solutions to Japanese knotweed? Because it's really difficult to rootle out, isn't it?
The main thing is perseverance. You just have to realise that Japanese knotweed will take 3, 5, 7 years to eradicate, and you have to keep at it. And people often say to me, what is the secret to Japanese knotweed eradication? And I always say, it's just a matter of keeping good records and remembering to go back and treat it again and again each year. What you're trying to destroy is the large rhizome network beneath the ground.
Yes.
One way of thinking about Japanese knotweed is a little bit like an iceberg. There's a little bit on the surface and a huge amount beneath the ground. So if you see 2 or 3 little stems coming up in your garden, you can guarantee that somewhere nearby
there's a network underneath.
There's a huge network underneath.
So how do you actually have to dig down to the rhizome and do something to that?
Well, there are, in a private garden, what we'd like to do, what we'd prefer to do, is chemically treat it over a period of time, because the holes that you have to dig, if you were to dig 1 square metre of Japanese knotweed out, you'd have to dig down between 2 and 3 metres and 7 metres in all directions from that parent plant.
Wow!
It's a huge amount of soil. So 1 square metre, all that material would then have to be taken off site to a licensed tip. And that 1 square metre would cost you between £35,000 and £45,000.
I'm completely flummoxed by that.
Yeah,
my goodness.
Yeah.
That just starts to describe the scale of the problem, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You pay £72 a tonne as landfill tax, and this material you have to pay tax on to put it into a landfill store. So,
I was going to say, isn't there a danger of putting it into landfill, because it'll just root again?
Well, one of my concerns over the years has always been what our landfill sites actually do with it.
Mm.
And all they do is put it in a big hole.
It's
nothing technical, I assure you.
Yeah.
So our preference would always be chemically treat it.
And go back again and again and again, year after year after year.
Going back year after year. And in a private garden situation, I would take photographs and make records of what you've done, so that if at some stage in the future somebody says, oh yeah, we'd like to buy your house, but you've got Japanese knotweed, you can then say, well, we have been treating it for the last 3, 5 years.
Yes.
This is what we've done. This is what we've put on it. And that will help you in your sale.
Yes, so you're taking a real professional attitude in eradicating
it.
Yeah,
exactly.
Did it come from Japan?
It did. It was brought over by a gentleman called Philippe von Siebold. He brought it over to his nursery in Holland.
He brought it over deliberately as a...
Deliberately, as an ornamental. He then sent samples of it to Kew, and the Royal Horticultural Society was so impressed they gave it a gold medal in 1850. But think it through. If you have a plant that is incredibly tolerant, very fast growing, grows in a variety of soil conditions, as a plant, for a gardener, it's tick, 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 yeah, this is a great plant.
Does it look pretty?
Oh, it's lovely. It's a nice looking plant. Mm. And I mean, it took, in 1905, the Royal Horticultural Society issued a statement to say it should only be planted in the...
Do go on. Oh, no, we have lost you. Isn't that weird, the way the line suddenly went clunk? But I think we get the idea, anyway, that Japanese knotweed may look pretty, but like he said, it is the tip of the iceberg. If you've got a pretty flower up top, you've got an enormous network of trouble underneath. And maybe you need to adopt a very professional attitude, as he said, towards eradicating it. Whatever you do, talk to your neighbour about it if your neighbour's got it. Talk first. Don't take up the law next. But it's interesting that the Home Office guidance suggests that there should maybe be a legal way of dealing with it. There you are, everything you didn't want to know about Japanese knotweed here on BBC Radio Berkshire.